You're listening to the I Can Relate podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller. In this podcast, we talk to relatable and amazing people with real life struggles and joys, sharing the goodness of God. Each episode is designed to bring encouragement to your life. So make sure you subscribe today. Also, don't forget to give 5 stars and write a review so others can find this podcast and be blessed. You are listening to episode 23 of the podcast today. And thank you so much for joining me, everyone. And I hope that you have been enjoying season 2. And today I'm happy to have Rachel Murray, who lives in Las Vegas. And that is how I got to know Rachel, is when my husband and I served in a church there in Las Vegas. And so, Rachel, I have been following you on Facebook for many years now, and of course got to know you a little bit in Las Vegas, but it has been awesome to see you blossom through Facebook. Like, I can see all the things that God has grown you in. And just from that first time I met you when you guys were youth pastor at your dad's church, and now, of course, you're at Oasis in Las Vegas. And so I can see the growth that God has done, and it is just awesome. And I am so excited for you to share about your journey and all that God has taught you and how He's taught you to come out of your comfort zone. And that is really hard to do sometimes, to come out of your comfort zone. It's like nerve-wracking, and there's a lot of fear behind that sometimes that isn't from God, of course, but it's just our own human nature. And so I cannot wait for you to share about how to get out of your comfort zone and to do the things that God wants you to do with confidence. So thank you, Rachel, for joining me today.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. I feel like from the time that I met you, it seems like I'm a completely different person. And I was just thinking about that yesterday. I don't know. I mean, and I don't mean it in like a bad way that I'm a completely different person, but I knew, you know, kind of going into marriage that you evolve and you grow together. And, you know, that I knew eventually, you know, I would be a different person, but, I think that God has just been doing a lot of different things in my life and, just really pushing me out of my comfort zone. And it's been uncomfortable, but it's been good. And I think it's, exactly what He's been wanting to do in my life. So I've just seen Him do amazing things, especially in our new ministry. I would say that probably has a lot to do with it. Just not being in a comfortable environment. So it's been good, and we've been enjoying the ride.
That's awesome. And yes, I really love seeing your journey. It's an inspiration and blessing to me. And so, you know, let's just start off with how God helped you to step out of your comfort zone. And you had mentioned when we were going, you know, when you gave me your talking points, you had mentioned that this is when you realized, okay, this is not okay to stay comfortable. And I love that you put that, because, and that can kind of be a twofold question, is so how did God help you step out of your comfort zone?
Yeah. So I would say, you know, growing up as a twin, and I was the older one. But if you know anything about twin personalities, normally the younger one is the bossy one. Okay. And they're like the take charge type person. And so I was the giver, and I would just more laid back, and I just let her take the lead and everything. And when it came to, you know, church camps or any kind of conference or anything like that, she was always the one to make the decision, and I would just kind of follow with it. And, you know, I never really made those decisions kind of first or on my own. And then shortly after college, I got married. So I went kind of from having her and then having my husband and just kind of not having my own faith necessarily. I could always kind of depend on somebody else or let them do the decision making or anything like that. But I think that I kind of discovered that God wanted me to get out of my comfort zone. It was in 2019. We went on a mission trip with our church, And I say we, but it was actually just me without my husband or without any family. And I think there was, I don't know, about 10 of us that went. So 10 people from our church that I was close to some of them, but it was me by myself. Mm-hmm. And in that trip, I just felt like God really allowed me to step out of my comfort zone. And he pushed me in different ways. And it was very uncomfortable, but it was very rewarding just to see how he could use me there. And so I came home and I wanted to change. I wanted to be different. I wanted to get uncomfortable. And I think so many times we just, I don't know if you follow the Enneagram numbers or anything like that, but I have, and I've read into it a little bit. I'm not super educated in it, but I would consider
I've heard people talk about it. I've heard people talk about it, but I haven't done it like personally for myself. Yeah. I don't believe I have anyway.
Yeah. I feel like it's very helpful. I would say I'm like a number 9. Okay. And if you read anything about a number 9, they're just very laid back. They just like to stay home. They're introverts. And that's me to a T. But so many times I think we just get caught in like this square of this is who I am. These are my personality traits. And it's okay to stay in that square. But I think God wants to use us more outside of the square. And so I think it's just so easy to get caught up in like, this is who I am and it's okay that I'm this way. And I understand as an introvert or as somebody who likes to stay comfortable, I will most likely never speak to an audience of 20,000 people or, you know, write a book or whatever it is. Like that might not be my calling, but I do believe that God has called me to do more. And that involves stepping outside of my comfort zone.
Yeah, that's really good. And when did you realize that it's just, this is not okay for me to stay comfortable?
I think I just realized it mainly on that missions trip. Yeah. I think that's when God spoke to me because I was, you know, by myself and just removed from the comforts of home, removed from all of that. I think God just really spoke to me then and was like, okay, you need to go home and you're not going to be the same way that you were. You're not going to stay comfortable. You're going to say yes when you're asked to do things that are outside of your comfort zone. And so I think mainly during that missions trip is when I felt like God was really speaking to me about getting out of my comfort zone more at home.
And then you also take professional pictures now. And you had mentioned as well that that was just something that God used in your life to also help you kind of nudge you out of that box.
Yeah. It's funny because you say professional photographer and I feel like I still can't call myself that.
Oh, no, your pictures are awesome.
I don't know what qualifies you to be a professional photographer. So, but yeah, I actually started taking pictures to fundraise for my mission trip. I had bought a camera just basically to take pictures of my kids because I wanted to remember them growing up. And people had inquired about, your pictures are so great. We'd love for you to take our pictures. And so I thought, okay, well, that might be a good way to make money for my mission trip. So I started offering them. And I remember my first session, I thought I was going to throw up. Like the drive over there, I just felt so uncomfortable and so uneasy. And it's just funny to think back to like those first sessions and how much I look back at them and I think, oh man, these are awful. Like there are so many, but I learned by doing. And so, I mean, each session I would come away with like, okay, this, you know, you could have done something different here, or I'm just learning different settings on my camera. I think that, I've learned a lot just by doing, but, yeah, it's still uncomfortable. Pretty much every session I go to, I have to pray, ahead of time and just ask the Lord to help me, give me creative thoughts and ideas. But, it's gotten easier. I think just the more I do it, it's gotten a lot easier.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And just like you said, stopping and praying and, you know, asking God, just, you know, show me, give me wisdom, even in our photography or whatever it is that we're doing, asking God to help us. And it is a exciting thing when you decide to say, okay, God, I am going to obey you, and step out of my comfort zone. And then you get to watch him work. And that's, you know, too, I think when we decide to step out in faith, out of our comfort zone, that's when God really starts developing us. I feel like he starts developing even more because we're saying yes to him. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just tell me a couple things, like after you decided, I'm going to say yes to the Lord in this area and no longer kind of feel like, you know, I'm just gonna be home and stay in my box. But I'm going to go do something. I'm going to do something, not just anything, the things that I feel that God is leading me to do. Mm-hmm. Just walk me through that after you said yes.
Yeah. So I think, you know, a couple of times, I will say probably my biggest fear is like public speaking, or even this right now is super uncomfortable for me.
Well, you're doing great.
Thanks. But I feel like, you know, I feel like saying no to God when you're asked to do something like this, it almost puts a limit on God. Mm. And I think I go back to Moses, and God, he knew Moses's limitations. He knew that Moses was not an eloquent speaker. He knew that Moses was afraid, but God still wanted to use him. And if Moses had said no, I mean, I will say, like, reading through that, he did hesitate like about three times, I think, and God every time came back was like, no, I want to use you. This is the step. This is what's going to happen. And I mean, he gave him a game plan. He basically laid out what was going to happen. And I wish God would do that for us now, but we don't get to really see what's ahead in life. But Moses did, and he hesitated still, but God still said, no, I know that you're not an eloquent speaker, but I want to use you, and I will be with you the entire way. And so I think I've always related to that story and just realized, okay, God is going to be with me. He is with me. That doesn't make it easy. That doesn't make it comfortable, but he has promised he would be with me. And so I try to think ahead of that. But I just think if you say no to God, you're putting a limit on him and what he can do through you. And so even thinking at, like, when you asked if I would speak on the podcast, the comfortable thing would be to say no, but I think saying yes is, I just ask God, remove me of myself and just use me if you can. So I'm hoping that somebody gets something out of this, but maybe somebody's going through something very similar.
Yeah, no. And it's a blessing just to hear you share this. Just recently, I was asked to be a part of something. And my initial reaction to the person was like, I don't know what I would be able to share or give. Like, I am, because I'm right in the midst of growing in this area. And so I shared with my husband that was my reply. And his reply was, no, go do it. Always say yes to the opportunities that come your way. Now that's his personality, is he's a very I'll do it. Absolutely. Right. You know? And maybe he has to kind of draw the line in the other way that says, okay, wait, is God really leading me to do this? Right. Because we don't, even though we are presented with opportunities, we need to make sure that they're the right ones that God wants us to do. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I have also that tendency to kind of stay in my box and just be like, okay, this feels comfortable. This feels safe. Like, I don't know what I would say if I were to, you know, go do whatever the person's asking me, or I don't, you know, and I think those are the times that God's like, well, you're not the one doing it anyway. I'm the one doing it. And so you just need to say, if you do feel like this is the opportunity God's giving me, say yes, and I'll handle the rest. And I think, not that we don't prepare and we don't do things like that, but I do think that we have to kind of ask ourselves, is this fear or comfortable, like being comfortable, that's keeping us from doing the opportunity? Or is it legitimately like God doesn't want us to do the opportunity? And I think we have to discern and ask God to kind of help us discern our emotions, because our emotions can get in that way. And so because you also said yes, you know, what are some opportunities that God has presented because you have said, yes, Lord?
Yeah. Well, if I'm speaking in the terms of photography, one of the things was, I didn't want this just to be for me. I didn't want it to be for my personal gain. I wanted to be able to minister to others if I could. And I have friends who just use photography as a hobby, but they've been able to help like nonprofit ministries. There was one girl who, it was like a pregnancy center. And so she would do maternity pictures for moms like that. And so I had heard that and I thought, that's really neat. I would love to be able to do something like that. So I started praying about God, if there's something that I could do, because in all honesty, it's practice anyways for me and I need practice. I just asked God to open up the door for me to be able to help some kind of ministry that needed help. And there's a ministry here in Las Vegas called Cup of Hope. And I don't think they have a bunch of donations. They kind of do it all on their own, but it's just a couple here that prepares food and they feed the homeless once a week. And they're trying to build a website and grow their ministry just so that they can have more help financially. And so they had contacted me through somebody that attends our church and asked if I would be able to come take pictures of their ministry so that they would be able to make a website and promote it. And so that's probably one of the most uncomfortable things I've done, but it was, you know, the thing is it's uncomfortable to take pictures of people in that position. But on the other end of the lens, I really enjoyed watching people minister. And I mean, they weren't putting on a show because I was taking pictures, but that's just what they did every week. So it was really neat to take pictures of that and to help them with their website and to grow their ministry. And I'm hopeful for more opportunities like that, where it's not for me to get money or to be paid in any way, but it's just to help them to grow their ministry. And I'm hoping to be able to take pictures there's a ministry here, Refuge for Women, and they help women in the sex trafficking industry, and they graduate, and I would love to be able to do graduation pictures for the women who graduate. So I have offered that, and just I'm hoping that I'll be able to help different ministries like that in ways that they might not be able to pay a professional photographer or something like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, kind of going back to, you know, it's awesome that you're getting these opportunities or that you're even looking at these opportunities, that you have the confidence in the Lord to say, I could do that one day. I could actually take pictures for this, you know, organization or this ministry. But what are some things that can keep us from those opportunities? Yes, staying in our comfort zone, but you know, I think one of the big ones is that lies within ourself, you know, is maybe self-doubt or things like that. What are some things that you kind of felt like when you would go like, okay, I'm going to take this opportunity, but then you would have things kind of come up that you were like, oh, you know?
I would say, you know, I follow a bunch of different photographers for inspiration or just ideas. And it's so easy to get caught up in comparison. And so I can look at their work and think, oh, I'll never be that good, or I'll never get to that spot. Or, you know, just the comparison game, which is just so easy to fall into, whether you're a photographer, whether you're a mom, I mean, whatever it is, it's easy to get caught up into that comparison game. And I am reading a book called Chasing Slow. It's by Erin Lochner, and she had said something, a quote in there, that I just thought it was super helpful in basically my identity and finding my identity. She said, when we strip away every circumstantial identity, writer, mother, wife, we are left with the only identity that can never be in question, and that is, I am a woman of God. And so I think that really resonated with me, because I feel like I can focus on my identity as a photographer, but that's circumstantial, and I may never always be a photographer. And so there's only one thing that I will always be, and that's a child of God. And so I think that has been super helpful. And it's funny, we just took our teenagers to winter retreat this past weekend in Ironwood, and the whole topic was, well, maybe not the whole topic, but what helped me a lot was there was a entire message on identity, and what our true identity is and what our false identity is. And I thought it was so funny because I had already been dealing with identity issues or an identity crisis. But I just thought, you know, I think it was Pastor Caleb. He actually said, life teaches us that you are equal to what you can do. And so I think I was kind of caught in that trap that, you know, I was trying to live for something of what I can do. Yeah. And really, I was getting caught up in that comparison trap.
That's really
and
good.
So, yeah, I think that over the past weekend, the Lord really helped me realize where my identity lies.
Yeah.
And it's not in what I can do, but I, it's who I am, is who He says I am. And so I feel like that's been a super helpful thing when I feel like I don't measure up to anybody else, or that somebody else could do a better job at this than I can. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's what's helped me, is to realize where my identity is.
Yeah. Yeah. 'Cause you know, Jesus, is the only one that, I mean, first of all, He's the one that gives us any opportunities anyway. Any gifts and talents that we have are from mm-hmm. Him. And so when we get caught up in like, well, I can do this and I can do that, we're kind of forgetting, well, no, I really can't do anything. It's the Lord doing it through me. And, yeah. and so it doesn't matter if I'm not as good as this other person, or I think that I'm not as good as this other person, mm-hmm. because my identity lies in that I am a child of God, that yeah. I'm a woman, like you said in that book, I'm a mm-hmm. woman of God. And so, mm-hmm. Yeah, that, and I think that helps you to kind of stay in your own lane. I think yeah. it helps you to stay in your own lane as opposed to looking all around. And it's very mm-hmm. easy to do. How do you believe that God will allow you to use this for His kingdom and not only for your personal gain?
Yeah. I think, you know, it's, photography has become more than just taking pictures. I think it you establish relationships with the people that you work with. And so primarily I've just photographed people that I know, or people that have, you know, that know me from one way or another. But my hope is that I'll be able to love people through it. Whether it be, you know, paying customers, or whether it's just ministry or opportunities that I have to use it with. My hope is that He would use it for His kingdom and not just me, you know, trying to grow my business or trying to grow my name or anything like that. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I don't know what God has planned, but I want to say yes to whatever He puts in my path, and just, you know, hope that He would be able to, you know, use it for Him and not just for myself.
Yeah, for His glory. Exactly. Yeah. That's awesome. And it is, you know, it's interesting what God allows to happen in your life, and to what gifts He even opens up to you later down the road mm-hmm. that maybe you didn't have when you were a teenager. One of the things that I really have enjoyed over the past few years is I took piano lessons as a kid, and I took them into teenage years and even into my adulthood. I had taken some lessons, but it was very traditional type of playing. So it was very complicated to me, and it really drove me nuts, like to the point where I was like, I don't want to do this. And my sister, of course, played by ear and could play anything, and it drove me nuts that she could do that, and I didn't have that gift. And so I remember sitting in a service in Las Vegas, and I heard this guy play and sing. And I literally was like, I'm going to do that. I want to do that. So I started YouTubing and figuring out how to just play worship style. And that's really what he played, was very simple worship style, but it was very powerful to me. It really spoke to me. And so I just started YouTubing and practicing, and I would ask people questions, and I was starting to learn how to play the piano. And it was exciting, and it was so fun. And I remember really wanting to use that more than just like a little bit here or wherever. And God started to give me opportunities. But God just didn't give it all to me at once. He gave me a little bit of opportunity. And so then we moved away, and I, you know, continued to try to practice and practice. And, you know, you start to, you know, man, if I was only that good, I would probably have more opportunity if I was better. And just, you can be really honestly develop like an ungrateful spirit about just what God did give you and start to be very self-focused. And, and so, you know, I just kept practicing and having to also deal with those feelings of like wanting to do more, but that's not what God was giving me at the time. And then there was a position that finally opened up for me to play on the pads. And so that was really great. And I was learning from, you know, hearing the main pianist and what it was like to play in a band. And so that was very, very neat. And then I got to the point where the actual main piano player moved away, and I was able mm-hmm. to fill in. And my husband said, "I want you to do it." And so I started playing the piano, the actual mm-hmm. piano. And I remember feeling like excited and nervous and, mm-hmm. You know, because it was just a different thing than just playing the pads and holding chords. Right.
Yeah.
And so that taught me so much, and I thoroughly enjoyed that opportunity because it was something that I had really wanted to do, and God knew that, and yeah. He opened that door for me. Mm-hmm. And now they didn't do it long, because that person ended up moving back, I felt out of the best interest for my children, being available for them, and different things like that, that it would be best for this person to take back over the job. But yeah. I cannot tell you how God used that. He used mm-hmm. that moment in my life, and it just started back in Las Vegas when God put a thought and mm-hmm. I just kind of went forward with it. And yeah. so I say all that to say is, when God gives you something and He's developing, don't get impatient with God if you don't get mm-hmm. the big opportunities that you want or the different things like that. Because now I'm in a position where I do play for our church the pads again. Yeah. But I'll fill in for the piano if like I need to. Now, I'm not mm-hmm. like this pro. It's not my true gift, but I know that God, He allowed me to learn it for these different moments. And yeah. I'm to the point now where God has kind of moved me on from that, and I'm okay not playing the piano anymore. Mm-hmm. Like that opportunity was for a season. And though I love playing just for fun and for practice, and I can play now, which is so exciting, yeah. I have moved on in a different season now, and mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. But I also want to admonish people that even when you're in a season that you want to do something with the gift that God has given you and you don't get the full things that you want, just to be content. Be content with the opportunities that God has given you. And when He wants to give you more, that means you're ready. And so I just want to encourage people with that, because I feel like my story kind of piggybacked with you is like, mm-hmm. you get an opportunity and you let God mold you through that opportunity. And sometimes mm-hmm. that comes with like, slow down, or you're going to wait, even though yeah. you know that He wants you to do this or go in this direction, but He might not mm-hmm. allow you to go super fast or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just love this so much. This is some really great content, Rachel, of just, you know, what happens when we say yes to the Lord. And I think sometimes it really is fear that holds us back. Fear of, if I say yes to the Lord, my life will be miserable. Like, I'll get nothing fun to do. Like, that's teenagers sometimes, right? And right. it's like, no, it's actually very awesome and fulfilling to serve the Lord and to say yes to Him. Mm-hmm. He gives you far more than you could have ever imagined if you say yes. And yeah. so I think even saying yes to the Lord in just the simple things in our life, not even just the big opportunities, but the simple mm-hmm. things as well. And it's just neat to see how God and what He will do and how He will develop us through those different things. And so yeah. this, thank you so much for sharing your story. And I'm just really excited for you and what God has planned, and I cannot wait to see it. And I know it's going to be awesome, and I'm excited for your, so Rachel has two little girls and she's pregnant with her third. She does not know what it is yet. So if it's a boy or girl, but you will be knowing soon. They're not going to wait yes. till birth. So you'll have to follow her journey on as far as that, and just her journey of what God is teaching her and the opportunities that He is giving her. And so, Rachel, go ahead and share where they can find you on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. So my Instagram is just Rachel Murray Photography, no lines or anything in it. So you can find me there, or even on Facebook, same thing, Rachel Murray Photography. So you can find me there. follow me there. But I'm inspired by your story too, Becky. I think it's just amazing. I mean, I saw pictures of you playing piano, and I remember thinking, like, I didn't know she could play piano. Yeah. I just must have been something that slipped my mind. But yeah, YouTube, the great teacher, also my educator. But I also think it's important to note that, like, you have this desire to play, and you know, you did the work. Like, you did the work of learning and educating yourself, even though you didn't know what opportunities were coming ahead. And I think that's important to note, you know, that we don't just have this desire and sit on it, but I think it's important that we work at it. And you never know how God can use it.
And let God decide how, like, work on it, and let God decide which way and how he wants to use that in your life.
Yeah, I think that's a really neat, and I feel like it relates very, very much to my story.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, I really enjoyed this episode, and just want to encourage everyone who's listening to share this podcast with someone. Maybe someone is fearful about something that God has put on their heart to do, and because they have fear, or maybe it's a part of their personality. Sometimes God, you know, we all are different. We are all different personalities, introvert, extrovert, but we all deal with something that can keep us from moving forward. And so this episode particularly could help someone with moving forward with what God wants them to do. So I encourage you to share it. I also encourage you to write a 5-star, or give me 5 stars, and write a review. And that will actually help people to find the podcast as well and be encouraged. So thank you so much, Rachel, for joining me today on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. And we will see you next time on the I Can Relate podcast.